Zvachim chapter 13, Mishnah 8. Achatas shekibel dama bekois echad. So achatas offering, and he brings over here that this is talking about the inner sin offering, according to Rabbi Nechemiah. And why that's important is we'll see that according to him, pouring away the residual blood, after he sprinkled the blood, pouring away the residual blood was an indispensable part of the avoda. It had to be done. So he says, the case is he received the blood in the cup, and nasan bechutz, and then he does a blood application outside the temple courtyard, and then he comes inside and he does a blood application inside the temple courtyard, or bifnim v'chazer v'nasan b'chutz, or he does it the other way around. He does the inside one first, and then he does the outside blood application. Chav, he is obligated. He's obligated for doing a blood application outside of the temple courtyard. Shekula roit lavor bifnim, because all of it is fitting to be brought inside. So you got it. The minute something's brought outside that could have been brought inside, so he is obligated for bringing a blood application outside. Kibal dam b'shnei kosos, if he receives it in two different cups, if he receives the blood from that animal when he shecht it in two different cups, and then nasan shnan bifnim, and he brings and he applies from both cups inside the temple courtyard, pater. He is exempt, obviously. That's like a standard case, but he's just teaching that for the next case. But shnayim bechutz, if he brings blood from both different cups outside, chav, he is obligated, because he's applied blood outside of the temple courtyard. Echad bifnim ve'echad bechutz, pater. If he brings first inside and then outside, he is pater. He is exempt. And why is he pater? Because when he applies the blood inside, so the blood in the other vessel becomes just like blood it's leftover blood, it has no sanctity, because he's applied the one from the inside. So the minute he applies the blood from the inside, he makes the other blood like nothing. So when he applies it outside, he's not obligated, because he's used blood that wasn't fit for anything. Echad b'chutz b'echad b'fnim, but if he applies the blood outside first, he takes one cup outside first, and he applies it outside the temple courtyard, then he comes in and he applies from the other cup inside, chav al achitzon, so the one he applied outside is chav, he is obligated, vapnimi, and the one he applied inside, mechaper, so then that actually works in terms of the sacrifice. The sacrifice is now fully valid, because he did at the end of the day apply blood inside. Lama davadome, what is the case comparable to? To another case, which is as follows. L'mafrish chatase v'avda. He sets aside an animal for a chatas offering, and then he loses it. He loses his animal.
That's easy. I mean, if 300 animals lying around, standing around.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's talking about the owner. It's talking about the owner. V'efri shacheres tachtea. So what does he do in this case? He has to set aside another animal. So he sets aside another animal, and then v'achekach nimtzais harishona. Then he finds the first one. He finds the first one. Now he's got two animals in front of him. He's got two animals standing in front of him. So the halacha in this case is he can choose which one he wants to bring as a chatas offering, and the other animal has to be left to die. Just has to be left to die. So shachat shtayim bifnim. So what happens if instead of leaving the one to die, he actually goes and he shechts both of them inside. Inside the temple courtyard, he shechts both of them. So pater, says the Mishnah, he is exempt. Shachat shtayim bechutz. If he sacrifices both of them outside, then chav, then obviously he's chav, because he's brought an offering outside the temple courtyard, which he wasn't allowed to do. Achas bifnim, but if he brings one inside, v'achas b'chutz, and one outside, pater, he is exempt. And why? Similar kind of logic to we saw before. After he brought the one inside, after he shechted that up, now he's brought his offering. The second one becomes an offering that has to be left to die. It's not a valid offering anymore.
He's still got sanctity, so
No, it's like it just has to be left out, but it's not an offering anymore. Yeah, it's me'ilah doesn't apply to it. The point is, it just has to be left out. So if he sacrifices it up outside, it's as if he's done nothing. So he's exempt in that case. And achas b'chutz v'achas b'fnim, if he shechts the one outside first, and then he comes inside and he shechts the other one, chav al achitzonis, so he's obligated on the one he shechted outside, because he has shechted an animal outside the temple courtyard. But Pnimis, and then the one he shechts inside after that, Mechaperis, is a valid offering. That one would work, right? If he does outside first and then inside. Outside Chav, inside Pater. Kesham Shadama Poyta Es Basara, and just as the blood application exempts its flesh, Kachu Poyta Es Basar Chaverta, so too does its blood application exempt the flesh of its companion. Meaning, if he shechts both of them inside, and he brings the blood application of one of them. So that animal that he brought the blood application from, that's good and that's a valid offering. That blood application also makes the other animal he shechted into the category of a sin offering that has to be left to die. So Me'ilah wouldn't apply to that. There's no, that carcass, now it becomes exempt. It becomes, you know, because it's now just a sin offering that has to be left to die.